A few years ago, my family and I went to the symphony in Texarkana to join in a festive celebration of Beethoven's birthday. The Texarkana Symphony played from three of Beethoven's works, and it was a moving and thrilling show. The symphony is an indescribable experience of emotions and skill. To watch the violins and the violas and the cellos and the upright bass and the French horns, the clarinets, the oboes, all adding notes and textures and rhythms, it truly was a moving experience. And one of the wonders was watching the players as they played and how they moved with intensity and purpose as they played their instruments. But the showman of the night was the conductor. Every time he walked on the stage, the instrumentalists would stomp their feet or wave their bows, and the audience would give an ovation. And the conductor, the night that we were there, he was a sight to see. He would move and bend and sway and stomp his feet and wave his arms around, turning around. And last night, I began to think about the work and the energy and the effort that went into this production. And it reminded me of this statement that Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Imagine that you are a writer and conductor of music, and it's come to you that a great king would be visiting your small town in a few years. You have heard of this king and his wisdom and his renown. There has never been another king in the land that has done for his people what this king has done. So you want to honor this king by writing an entire concerto for him. You realize you only have a few years and you get to writing. All other hobbies that you have fall to the wayside, and your sole focus is on this piece of music. Other people are going on with their lives as if no king is coming to town, but you, everything you do is informed by this king's coming to town, and you're taking in the sights and the sounds of creation, and you're turning them into beautiful pieces of music. And you're recruiting the best violin players and the greatest flute players. You're even inventing and building new instruments to give certain sounds. And you're writing day and night. It's the one focus of your life. And you've even convinced your wife and kids that they too should make it their focus. And you've brought other people in and they're on board as well. And finally, the day arrives. The king has come to town. He's to be arriving at the theater at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. comes, the king is ushered in, he takes his seat, you walk out on stage and you begin the concert. And the music is above par, it's excellent. You are moving and swaying and sweating and stomping and giving it everything you have because you want to honor this king. And finally, the last overture is played and it ends with a thunderous intensity. You give the final swipe of the baton and you draw everything to a sudden end. You turn around, hoping to see a smile on the king's face, but there's nothing. You look to the side of the stage at the stage director for some sort of explanation, and he quickly walks out to you and whispers in your ear, and he says, "We just found out that the king is blind and deaf. He didn't see or hear anything that took place." Would you not pity the conductor? All the time, all the effort, all the sacrifice wasted. Well, this is what Paul means when he says, if Christ be not raised from the dead, then Christians are the most pitiable people on the planet. They have wasted their lives. But the reality is, Christ has been raised, and our lives live for the glory and honor of Christ. All the work, sweat, passion, and intensity is not wasted. It is received by the risen King. Today, when you pray, please pray for Christian Martinez and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Bond Day Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.